Muhammad, when we had embarked on the travel, the year ended on the 31st of March, the one that we are having. So it is a good recommendation, but actually, in terms of the actual process where we are, it falls outside of the actual process.
Yeah. I thought you'll come with me once you are there, but it's okay, so that you have a clue of what you're talking about at the moment. Okay. I'll still need us I'll still need to find out if there's anything in the report before we finalize the recommendations that members wanted to read. But at the same time, I don't get, you know, the feedback that I was expecting, particularly from yourself, Nana, and Mo. You know, to me, I would need you to highlight what you were highlighting in summary very quickly on that day when we're introducing the BRRR report, just for the for recapping the members' mind in order for us to then deal with the recommendations quite briefly, quite summarily, just to bring that kind of a presentation so that it is just for our Americans, and then we can then zoom into the recommendations if members allow that to happen.
Thank you, Senator. I think if we should go back, if we're to go back to the presentation that was made previously in terms of the process leading to the BRRR, it is a review process, and before you can recommend a particular budget to a committee, you need to have understood how it has performed in the previous financial year. So that in itself actually justifies why we have a large component of the document looking at the review part of what the department has done, and then the recommendation to assist the department going forward in the future. And so in a nutshell, most of the document is most probably what you also summarize as generic stuff, in that it looks at the mandate of the committee, looks at you know, the policy documents that necessitate the department to function. It looks at the state of the nation addressed by the president, it looks at the medium-term budget policy statement, and then other documents, of course, that are relevant to the process. So that by the time you get to doing the recommendation, you are able to align the predetermined objectives to the budget and the expenditure. And you also review very extensively the recommendations from the Auditor General and any other committee of parliament that is necessitated and necessarily mandated to assist in the process of ensuring that departments do have appropriate budgets allocated to them. And there's a huge component that looks at the analysis of the financial performance, which of course our research hub is always very acute on expressing. And that looks at how the money has been allocated over the 5-year period, and whether the department has been actually meeting its mandate per quarter on the delivery as it promised. So I think in a nutshell, that would be what the errors of the report would be. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Just to add, in terms of Nbo was saying, then what we recommend, we recommend both to the Minister of Finance and the Department. And once the report has been adopted by the National Assembly, it becomes a report which the Minister must support. So in answering Mr. Davis, the Minister must say, that's why when we draft the report, we also look at some of the things that the Minister has not yet responded to. Looking at the previous nature assessment, you'll notice that part of the analysis also included the evaluation of the committee's previous budget review and recommendation report. And he's also made he's also responded to it in terms of some of the things that we highlighted. But we'll then go back and say, on a specific issue that the minister hasn't yet, so we'll start by highlighting those things which have not yet been achieved. Obviously, we do not know, but the department then will then address us, maybe before they start the stress, then they'll have to look at the report is out, and then respond to the report even before they start their strategic plan. So they, it's quite an intensive process, but then the recommendations actually are what becomes sort of a key feedback of our report. What is it that the committee has been over the last financial year? Are we satisfied in terms of what has happened in the sector? Are we satisfied in terms of how the money has been spent? Has it, for instance, you look at the issue, like for instance, with the issue of the SADC. One of the issues there was, for instance, the food and wasteful expenditure, which in accounting terms, they are sitting at 3.3 billion rand. But over this financial year, it's about almost 80 billion rand. So ours should not look at 3 billion rand. Yes, in the balance sheet, it would reflect that. But over the years that we are reviewing, we look at those things and recommend some of the actions that we would want the minister or the board to do. So that's basically.
Yes.
No,
thank you very much. I'm actually, a pet has already attributed to that match, which therefore shows the resourcefulness of yourself once again. But what I want to encourage members is that the information that you're actually outlining should be information that we get informed about, so that we move forward. You know, this is the first time, at that time we're getting the BRRR as a new committee. The next time around, I'm sure we'll be much more well-versed and competitively speaking from now. We do have to know those processes, understand them. You know, because I know also as well as we do get trained on the BRRR processes, you know, just so that we understand what is it that has to go into the report or what are the processes, you know. So part of it is just to make sure that they will also facilitate us, but we do need to then drive those processes, understand them, and so that we are able to then utilize the support in future for our benefit. But that is part of what, that's a comment about the report, what is the report is. For example, once the report is already adopted and the recommendation they then become a resolution, you know, and we will be meaning that they must be implemented. It's a must, you know, but how we'll have, by that time, adopted the report. On the report, my honorable member, let me start with Honorable Davis and then Honorable Blade. I will follow that issue.
Thank you, Chair. I'm somewhat clear about this idea about the minister must respond. Because if you look at the first bullet point here, it ensures that the departments and all entities respond to the previous BRRR report. So that tells you that they haven't yet responded to the previous report. In the seventh bullet point, the minister must respond to the 2012-13 BRRR recommendations. Mm. And then that second repeat, I'm not sure why it's repeated, but it's exactly the same thing, the last bullet point on that page, it says response to the 2012-13 BRRR recommendations. So I'm a minute a bit confused, because on the one hand you're saying the minister must respond and must implement, but yet it seems that the previous BRRR has still not been responded to or implemented. So I'm just not sure about that.
Okay, now before you respond, maybe let's talk about it as a resource. When you respond, also correctly, you know, because what I would say in that issue that Honorable Davis is raising is that there were those recommendations which becomes resolution and binding to implement. But along the way, there were developments of spreading the department into two. And therefore, which means that we will carry on board whatever was never done, to put it again into this term and make sure that we drive them towards the implementation. And that's my view. Because, for instance, some of the recommendations that you talked to, you know, you just corrected some out of it. Sometimes, you know, what Honorable Zed was talking about, you know, we find that we are putting the cart before the horse. That's the other problem that, that's the other issue that we need to bring up here. But in terms of what Honorable Davis is actually indicating, my opinion is that while there were recommendations from the BRRR, there were also developments. And as a result, those developments such that some of the recommendations come to our side, and while other recommendations go to to telecoms and communications. Other recommendations go to in other departments. There are recommendations that have moved away. Other recommendations come from maybe DPSA to telecoms, like CETA. And then remember, some of the recommendations were in the precedence, like the Brand South Africa and others. At the moment, can say we are reconceptualizing the recommendations and actually giving them a location, which is located in our PC, and therefore also now supposed to guide them. And the success of whether the PC has worked well or not, it will be if those recommendations that we have identified, majority or most or all of them are implemented once we go to the next big program. Am I right? I can respond to that then before I say, oh, no, but this is not the only thing that...
Yeah. Still the process. We can learn the process before we go to the document. And I think that's what we're on the process. People were telling people to say, we must then restrict ourselves to the performance of the department as talk to the community. Because my take is that as much as we're supposed to be putting more concentration on the performance of the same department, but it's up to this PC to see what kind of human do want to see going forward. So there might be some recommendations that one to see. That we might want to push, which are not necessarily in relation to the performance of the department. We're saying, here is the new ministry, what kind of the human do you want to see as a proper community? I thought. But from what you think is that we are now restricted specifically to the performance of the then ministry, and then I have a project.
Okay, before you respond again, I think it's a mixture of those things. But let's remember, it did indicate that we are reviewing the past version, what happened. So as a result, what became the recommendation is what was supposed to happen. It can, it will definitely be wrong. That's why sometimes we find that you're a little bit advanced. It goes to if. Now I understand why you're raising that protest. You know, it goes to, it was some of them would be issues that haven't been carried thoroughly in the past and which had been captured in the past form. But it's a meaningful protest in terms of the process. We understand. But nonetheless, we also have to be cautious how do we balance that. But I understand your point. Respond.
Yeah. We all have to respond. The reality is that when there is a place of the decision address to analyze and give it to members, that prepares members for what lies ahead, so that when the department presents a guideline and the budget which will also be included in analyze, some things are included in this report, but then tables to a committee, and then the committee obviously holds questions to the department. The most unfortunate part about this thing is that none of the members sitting here were part of all what constituted voters. Because they were thinking about the last year of the fourth parliament, which was the 2013-1314 initiative. Now, the issue then is, I think the only unfortunate part is that we were able to analyze the actual amount, which is also key because in terms of the performance of the department, we are then able to assess what has happened. But I do agree with Mr. Smith. But the issue is, it becomes a bit of a difficulty to say during the oversight we picked up 1.23 when, for instance, actually that has not happened or that has been responded to. So the issue is, I would not have an answer to it because all I know is if we look at the PFMA, which has described or prescribed the process that needs to be followed, first of April, 31st of March. That's what we'll view the financial in between what has happened, the state of the nation address, the budget of the Minister of Finance, the tabling of budget and annual transfers of the department, budget vote of the committee, which recommends certain things, until the last process, which is the annual report, and then a recommendation report is written by the committee. Now, I understand what would be your difficulty, and what also understand in terms of, because it would be unfair on us to not advise people once you declare payment as Christ to say, look, the financial years of the friend and then 30% of mine. So I think the other difficulty is that some of these recommendations, as I was saying, the reason why we put some of the recommendations which were not responded to, it does not mean that the minister did not respond to everything that was put before him, him or even at that time. So we are simply saying, for those which had not responded to, the minister must respond. Now, your question would be, what kind of a minister or ministry are we looking for? It's a difficult one because the ministry, the new ministry has not even tabled for its purpose in terms of the budget. So the GCIS is the previous department which we are reviewing. So the new ministry would be a new ministry, hopefully with certain components of the GCIS, but it would have changed drastically in terms of what it needs to achieve. So I understand your difficulty, I understand how difficult in terms of understanding the process and the GCIS.
Thank you, Jonathan. I just to echo the sentiment of friend. It is that when we actually did the report, you noticed in the beginning that we try and set three texts to say we're talking about a new department, not necessarily the premier financial, even though we're assessing the previous financial year, but our eyes are looking forward to it. We're trying to structure the department to look where we want it to. Having said that, it doesn't stop the members, honorable members, to then say at the end, we put observations that the committee notices. These are the issues that new department needs to deal with. I hope that will then answer the honorable members' concerns in relation to how to ensure that the continuity, also stability of the new department, that's what we have to review. Because according to PFMA, we have to review the previous financial year. So we're also constrained in that. It was also a difficult task for us while it's combining the reports, because we have to understand that there's a juxtaposition between looking at the new department and what has happened in the past. Fortunately for us, because we're support staff of the previous committee, so most of the departments or entities fell within our MDs. So it was easy for us to do that. When it comes to the recommendation, the recommendations get adopted by the House in the examination position. When the president responds, it's a response to the Speaker of Parliament, and we do have recommendations. And I think this is a discussion in the committee section, not necessarily of the committee section. Because once they respond, I only found that about on Friday, by the way, I think it was the first one was circulated. You see an extensive response by GCIS as well as DNA in terms of the recommendations coming from the previous principal act. Now, the discussion becomes, Parliament does not finish their systems to be able to monitor and evaluate the responses as to how much did they respond to the recommendations of the committee, to what extent, and what is left, what is the depth that needs to be filled in the new financial year. So these are the analysis tools that unfortunately have not been implemented for one reason. I can't answer for that. But I know that it's part of the key work that we're going to be doing with the committee going forward, and I think we have to kind of share about this. So we need to systematize so that we're able to then have continuous monitoring and dashboard system that says, by the way, the time has not responded to this particular condition. How do you go about this particular issue? I hope that we can apply this.
No, thank you very much. I'm sure we can then move forward. I'm still looking for any amendments in terms of the report. If that things that members want, but I also had my own contribution, Malika and Lene. Hmm?
Yes.
Sorry,
No problem. Two small points. Number one, I'm quite happy with the assessment that they've made, but then more is going to be done here. It would be if just saying yes, how much on very many occasions. I think somewhere that we are lacking. We keep on saying this department is new, it's new. New, I think there we have a problem. Yes, it may be in quotes, but then it comes from a particular section, and the Eastern Division is in this a new department in quotes, of course. Then I want to emphasize that yes, it was a bigger one, but then from that bigger one, we have this one that is the that been removed from there, and even during those years, over a period of 20 years, there was a particular budget attached to this particular in quote new budget. So it is not as new as that, in my own understanding. But that is the first point. And we therefore, as a result of that, have got to assess the implementation of it, which was put aside for this particular section of the legal department that has been there and through. We want to look at that as well. Because what one would want to say is that a particular problem, for example, that has arisen, and we've spoken about that, on page 36, on page 36, 6.3.7, that's the one paragraph. We have said as a committee that there are major, major problems there. And this committee is a reason to say we need to deal with particular problems. And on page 48, there, on page 48, I think it was point number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, then number 8, 4 points there. Okay? We are saying that these are the problems that are there in that particular institution. But we are not saying that this is what we are going to do to deal with that. So what I'm going to say here is we are saying on page page 36, here there are problems. And again on page 48, we're saying here there are problems. We're not saying this is how they need to be dealt with. I'm throwing it to the committee. To therefore say that yes, albeit we are the committee, albeit this particular smaller department is seen as new department, how are we going to assess that that particular work has been done, not only in this session, but even in other areas? How are we going to assess? Yes, come next year, we've got to sit down and look into whether there has been a proper implementation of the budget, etc., etc. We are saying that yes, these are the problems, and these problems are going to give to the assembly and the minister. But then we are not saying this is what we need to see being done, a proper implementation. This is the kind of assessment that we want to see. This is what we want to see as the result of that particular area. I would propose, Chair, that we look into that. And not only, simply coming back to say that we've identified this and that, but then to say, for example, when it comes to, and I want to emphasize that, the actual implementation of the work that has got to be done, is it not feasible for us to come up with a timeline to say from the particular period to that particular period, work should have been done for us to attain that which we have seen is a matter of faith.
Okay, yeah, I can hear what Honorable Madisha is raising. It still takes us back to saying what is a bigger for us. Now, if we're able to answer what is needed for us, it therefore can follow easily in terms of what is that we have to do. You know, if you look at the way budget, reviewers, recommendation, reports, it does review. You know, and I think it does have limitations. Our process that we're inviting upon, Honorable Masha, has limitations on its own because it reviews the kind of work. Therefore, yes, of course, the issues that will reach here from the past BRR, which cover the issues that we're raising, that, you know, there are issues that identified as consistent programs. How then to deal with those matters without necessarily saying, only saying that department is new, but problems that are recurring and which we know they fall within our area, how then do we carry them? And, you know, for me, Honorable Manisha, there will be a difference between the BRR process and our annual plan of action. They won't be the same. This one is a reviewer. It, you know, it goes within the act, it goes, you know, this a particular process in a particular way. But maybe to summarize, you know, the discussion in terms of my understanding, I hope that you are listening to me because I want to actually raise it. For us, we are unfortunately not the same as many other portfolio committees. You know, because other portfolio committees are just reviewing the work that has been done. It's so easy, it aligns, it flows. For us, it's a matter of, you know, alignment, seeing what is relevant and what is not, which therefore, you know, I remember the complication on in terms of how do we deal with it before we started even with the board. That's the biggest issue for us. We're not the same as the rest. Telecom will be experiencing the same as well. And, you know, I think that's true. It's different. You know, it's complicated on our side. And as a matter of principle, after listening to this discussion, I think we're supposed to put, let's put a very clear preamble that talks to the background. It will cover all other things. I'm sure the next principle out of this committee will be different from this one. Now, we just have to take a preamble that you know, bring on board that will come from a situation where there is this and now it's divided, the proclamation goes this way. Because surely, for us, the issue is alignment more than any other thing. So, if we firstly start with a preamble that cleans up this, anybody who goes into the detail of the report and realizes some kind of you know, angelic, the preamble will actually presuppose all those issues. And therefore, I think then, I would put up a preamble that you can do it yourself, and you know it even far better than me. It's very wonderful. It should be the first one. I remember that, but I just need us to put a case. You think it's covered there? Okay. I actually recognized him because I want him to hear me first before I go to you. Okay. He's hearing me, yeah.
Thank you, Chair. Like you're saying, the background really is about the transformation, that's why it deals with. And that's page 2, 3 and 4, and that's page 4. But if you go on to page 9, it talks about the methods which is also talking to the actual transformation, how we got to the process of the digital plan. On page 10, there's also the limitation of the fund, which also talk about what are the challenges we're facing in relation to this committee. For instance, say that because some of the partners are coming from other entities, I mean, some of the entities are coming from other partners. Mm. So I think we have tried to cover it in ample detail or in the first section of this.
Okay,
I will
go to open a relation, but is it possible for us to do a preamble rather than, I remove the breadcrumbs and just the preamble is. It's fine to have an introduction as it stands. Yeah, and my issue would be around the GPIS, largely. It's actually, okay, maybe let me go to Honorable Madisha, but I'll tell you why I think the text I'm thinking. Honorable Madisha?
No, thanks, I think you're putting it very well, and I support you on that. But what one would want to emphasize is that, number one, although we keep on saying it's a new department, remember, we're 20 years old since a democracy. We're not just new in that fact. Some answers we keep on emphasizing. And as I said, when I'm saying some answers, I'm not talking about the us in this house. Okay? I'm talking about the few of us right here. And I want to emphasize, yes, we have identified, you know, all the kind of problems we have there. What you need to say, so we can, is talk about the actualization. How are we going to deal with some of the kind of problems? You cannot simply say, this is a challenge, this is a problem, and so on and so on. You need to say to us, this is how we believe we've got to do. But we can leave that with the between you and the chairperson, but then with the full hope that when we meet next, the chairperson will be able to give us the proper direction with you having guided him.
Okay, thanks, Honorable Disha, which therefore means that the issue of realignment or alignment, proper alignment, becomes critical as well. You know, it helps reflect that, you know, composition. And, as long as we are not properly aligned, we have a problem consistent. That's what I'm saying, Nene. Yeah, you can, because I need to go to the next one.
Yes, thanks, Chef. Maybe from the recommendations, what may need to work on through you, Chef, is the time frame. Because, I mean, the recommendations, like I said, was it after having reviewed the performance of the department, this is what we recommend, the committee recommends to the minister. For instance, the table the status report on issues, on ICASA skills audit. It is then the committee sits and exercises oversight over what it recommended. So this is not a buy all finished product. So the recommendations are there to make sure that you've got another bite at the chair, so to speak, so that when the minister comes, we are able then to engage the minister first. The only thing that has changed from the previous ECCR is the budget allocation. If you review the 2013-14 financial year, the CIS was a department with one entity, which was the MDD. So, in the process, after just before the, let's say after the actual year-end review, then inherited some of the other entities. So the only thing that has changed is that we have just included the entities that now fall under the GCIS. But otherwise, everything stays as is.
Okay. Which therefore takes me to a matter that I needed to raise at 2.3.1. That's the following through from what you're saying. Job number 1234. The one that talks to consider valid vote of the Joint Department. I just needed to understand where we're actually where we getting to. Consider two budget votes. Would I put it just consider? I got you. Should we learn to make it maybe and say consider the budget vote? As well. Yeah, the budget vote. We can't even say two words, the other one has already been converted. So that is the only thing that I thought we really made a mistake. Okay. Otherwise, besides that, can we then move to the recommendation? Okay, to ensure that these are the observations and the recommendations, and you can see that many in number, some of them can actually be clustered, but we will be guided by members if they want it so. and maybe we might also tweak and amend some of the recommendations, and then let's quickly go through them. And about the recommendation, we must all raise if there's anything, so that when we pass, the other one is also already there. And starting with the first one, ensure that the department and all entities respond to the previous BRRR report. Anything there, members? Nothing, eh? Yes.
I think it would be really helpful if we could itemize the things that haven't been responded to specifically for the ministers to deal with, because there might be things that they have responded to, so it's quite a bit of a blanket statement to just say respond to the previous DRR report. We should actually try and drill down and find out exactly what hasn't been responded to, what's still outstanding, and then hold the minister or with the department and the entity for those specific outstanding items.
Okay, then a bit of what to do when we just date this way. You know, even if you use those that are implemented, just focus only on those so that we have them itemized on the report. Okay, and also the alignment and the realignment while we are doing this, okay? Because it cleans it up, Honorable Zaidi.
Just a question. Because if we were to, I don't have a problem with the recommendation. But my we might not end up with a document, or we must not end up with a lot of specific recommendations, which will end up in us having another document, actually, that is constitutional recommendations. If we were to follow an appropriate phase, we'll have to be very specific in terms of each and everything that we have in the department. Just a question. So personally, I have a bit of a challenge going to follow this. I'm afraid we'll end up with recommendations of 50 pages. But I'm saying it's just a question.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. The what we're going to do there, we will stipulate to members outstanding issues to be outlined, but let's put them as an annex 7, but we should take them on board. We'll put them in as an unacceptable to understand what you're saying, Honorable Zaidi. If they're not big enough, we can then integrate them into a report. Can we then, you know, just work on that which we're going to circulate to members, which will appear as an annexure if it's real big. But if then it's fine. But let's make it that it appears as an annexure. But we do have to take it on board. Okay. Move to the next dot. Ensure that the department, unless if there is anything else, members, but I think once these are main, members will show by the end. Ensure that the department and its entity conduct and or conclude the skills audit. This is important. It remains. Right, members, next one. Ensure that all senior management, what is the other? Say the staff, yes, and all staff members have signed performance agreements. Are assessed quarterly before payment of bonuses.
Then you said in addition by the honorable members say that we should also talk about the consequences for non-performance. I don't know how you constitute the incident to the corporate part.
Before we even get to that, I'm just thinking about the structure of the department. We were just introduced to an acting DG. There's structure. We haven't got the organogram. You know, the performance agreements are based on key performance indicators. So how are we going to achieve this? Okay, it's an important aspect. We can put it there, but we also need to be mindful that this is a new department. And therefore, you know, so that we don't also put unmeasurable. How do we measure it ourselves? While we are still restructuring the department, when we agree that is a moving from GCIS, but of course we can't expect now once we call them they will have key performance indicators because they're still avoiding the other level. That is why for me the alignment is critical. We need to force the department to align as quickly and as urgent as possible. So that should be a key aspect. Yes, we can have this, but after alignment. May let's end the sentence after alignment is achieved. Okay? Involvement. Okay, the issue of then also the consequences should follow when such is not happening. So meaning that we can realize that it starts with alignment, then it will come with a developing those the key performance, I mean the performance agreement, while the key performance indicators are already there. So we need to understand this whole, it's this idea, not say, but it depends on us assessing the judgment to align. Okay, let's move to the next one. Final honorable members, can I move? Ensure that the department and its entities have existing disaster cover plan. I think this is very important. Because also, I'm talking about ICT in this instance, and the key department for ICT. So, to me also, it's a priority recommendation. Ensure that the department expedites the implementation of government communication qualification. Yes, it will remain there. You'll stop me, honorable members, on the ones that you want us to talk. Yes, sir. Oh, is that so? Oh, yes. Ensure that the department and all entities have realistic ties. You know, this one can, should we tie it with, is it overall? It's something that you are saying. Realistic targets. Oh, yes. Because even from the Auditor General, their targets are not sure, are wanting. Honorable Davis?
I don't think the word there is realistic. I think the word there is measurable.
Okay. Sure. Oh, yeah. Measurable? Sure. Okay. Then there's ensure that the department expedites implementation of a government communication qualifications. We're looking to it. We're looking also alignment with the new school of government. And they're working on it. It's a good one. Okay. Respond to 2012-2013 recommendations, it's the same as the first one. Yeah. Okay. It's repeated as the members did say. Honorable Marshall did note that as well. Status report on the SAPC skills audit. So we should say the department and the entities. Okay, all right, then we have it. Okay, and then status report of SAPC public protector report. Honorable Davis.
Can you please clarify what the status report is? Because we've actually had a status report of the public protector report. I mean, the minister came to the committee, and the status was that everything was sub judice and they pretty much reject everything in the public protector's report. So that's kind of being done. I mean, the minister pronounces she doesn't agree with the public protector on just about every finding and recommendation. So what is left for the minister to say?
Meaning that then it means we still have that recommendation, because then it means it still has to come back to the portfolio committee so that it's cleaned up out of court, because surely we don't want to trample on court processes. But it means this recommendation still remains. We still have to deal with it. The most we can't start to deal with it, means that the chair will deal with it. It must also come back. So it's correct to be there. And then the status report on the SAPC DTT state of readiness. It's also another major task. This one. Yes, Honorable Davis.
Can I just get clarity of where that function lies? Is it within communications or is it within telecommunications? Because it seems that both ministers claim it to the problem.
You're not going to answer to that. The proclamation should. Are you answering?
No.
Honorable Davis, it's a genuine question that you're raising. I know that it's still being in the process of being answered, and we want that answer. Yes, this portfolio committee, we want that answer as urgently as possible. Okay, proceed.
Thank you, Chair. I'm not answering on the proclamation today, but I have to say this is a specific recommendation to SADC and it reports to the panel. Mm-hmm. And therefore, it's basically to SADC and its program of issues, not necessarily the entire program.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
That was clarity, yeah. Okay, the status on the communication strategy and platform for the previous disadvantaged person, especially those who have challenges in reading and writing. It's just this, Nene? No, there's no hand that can profit.
I think this recommendation stems back a couple of years, because one of the issues that we had with Jida and Ben is that they performed absolutely well in terms of communications, development communication, but there hasn't been a strategy by the department that says this is how we approach driving government communication to those who can't read and write. So that's what I wanted to clarify.
Okay. The next one is a status report on the cover skills audit. We have it, so we don't need to put it separately like that. Status report on the cover consumer advisory panel. That's fine. We do need that. We also highlighted that on a strategic planning session, so it's critical. Status report on issues of people with disabilities in terms of the DTT. I don't think cover each group. And try that way. Or should we just look at the beast? Okay, it should be fine. We'll look at it also once you look at the DTP. Yes, we'll do that on our funding. And then the status report on auditor general recommendations. The judgment and its entities. Yes. Anything else? Okay, status report on community broadcasting services. Status report on transformation of the print media. And plus MTDA as well. And that also the countries should show that they will help us with the recommendations. We don't want tourists. People who help us should do it differently. Status report on the contribution framework by... Oh, do you remember? Yeah, before I go to the...
Solomon, when the committee did the rounds of the past hearings on the transformation of the print media, as well as also the transformation of the print media, and the second one on advertising industry, MTGA and GCS were given the responsibility of working for... The recommendations both for MTA and the department were given a joint responsibility. Yes, that was.
This is cool, because
management is to cost also, the accountability was in the department. MTA and the department. But it's the department. So you think we shouldn't say, oh, you're actually commenting to what I'm saying of MTA. Okay, I get you. Yeah, you're right. Yes. And then now we're on status report on transformation of the print media, which we have passed. Status report on the contribution framework by print media towards the MDDA. Yeah, I understand this one as well. Status report on the charter of the advertising industry. Is that what that is with GI as well? Okay, Mr. Davis?
I just need to be educated on that one, because I'm not sure which state it is. That falls under the entity as part of the communications portfolio.
Yeah,
that's MDDA. Okay. As they expedite the process to fill funded vacancies, should end there.
The transformation of the advertising industry is driven mainly by the sector which we. Because we are brand marketing and communication. So MTDA then drives at the charter institution. So MTDA with the charter, they create an agreement, and then they would then have someone from DDI to ensure that they monitor the charter. So it's the MTDA that actually drives with the charter.
Okay, but also
further
to that, this current development from DTI of revamping the charter, we have the sensitivity in terms of this area. Because we need to see what the rest of it of witnesses in the past, and therefore we do need to see if it's cited. Okay, Honorable Sage, your hand is up. Is it on the mechanism?
Yeah.
Okay, like expedite the process to fill the funded vacancies.
Funded vacancies should not necessarily be a blank check, it should be in compliance with the next
number. What do you mean 2%? Oh, okay. Wonderful. Okay. The skill set. Okay. Sure, Honorable City. That's made notice and should take on. But I think it goes a long way.
When the Sunday post, it must be filled. So we will take a service permit, including employment or home, in line with the 2% disability. But broadly, what we're saying is that whether the Sunday vacation post, that must be filled from department to end it. But then we will also include something that's including compliant with the disability and share.
Then let's go to the implementation of 30% of government advertising expenditure to community media. 30%. Honorable Davis?
I don't agree with this one because, you know, surely the job of government communications is to get the message to people using the best medium in terms of reach and frequency and value for money and all of those things. So why would you put an arbitrary quota for community media if that media isn't necessarily the best way to get the message to people? So let's say, for example, the Daily Sun, which has nearly 6 million readers. If that's a better vehicle and it's better value for money to tell people about the programs of the government, surely we should use the Daily Sun and not impose an arbitrary quota on media that might not reach people in the same volume.
Okay, that's
you are saying. Yes, they told me and it's actually in a particular way. Honorable Garakos? No, sir, I would agree with you from another perspective. Because we want to get this fault line with our people in the media. And when we say there must be nothing in the internet, 30% better for government departments, or spend some of their money for advertising those papers. It's precisely what we know they are split out by this monopoly, including the inside, all these things we do. They split out in this. In fact, we are trying to project and make sure that also this community media is able to have resources for itself to continue. So one thing we don't do is then we might as well keep quiet about the transformation of our media, print media, and let's leave the monopoly finish. Mm-hmm. So to me, that is close to that. It has been implied that the government will advertise other papers, but what must government department, if we want to encourage the development of small media and the transformation of media.
Isn't this
30%? I think it's going now, yes? Okay, Honorable Davis, Honorable Mahek. Mr. Davis, interesting discussion. I think this is a little bit of a question that we need to resolve. But surely the primary objective of this topic is to reach on that citizenry. Government programs and their rights. So that is the primary objective. Why would we let anything else get in the way of that primary objective? So that is the primary objective of the cooperative. So what we're saying now is we're going to actually do something that is actually going to hinder
We're going to introduce something that's going to hinder the department in reaching its primary objective, actually putting an obstacle in the way of the department in reaching its primary objective. And I think that that's a problem. I don't think we should be doing that.
Yes,
I just want to say,
if 30% goes to community media, does that mean that the discussion that 10% goes to the rest of the media?
That's a good discussion.
If that's how it works, then that's actually, the 30% actually agrees to what we want to empower community media. But then we must get clarity on 70%. That's the thing. They should have also put down that 70% is actually so contributed to, because to give out the rich properties.
Okay, but the other issue to evaluate whether we just need mass production, whether to go or to want to transform the sector. You know, what's the objective of government? Because the issue of the transformation is very critical and key. So maybe which aspect, which portion will make us achieve the transformation? Because we can't say, even if it's not transformed, let's assume, well, largely we know that media has been donated, particularly by the white sector. Should we want it? We want it that way, as long as it's mass production. We don't care whether the black people will never be part of the sector at all. Is that maybe also what you want to say? What about the transformation aspect? Those who are transforming the country. You wanted to talk to something.
I'm not going to answer this question, but I'll give the you think the, I think 5 years back or something, but there was a cabinet resolution which said 30% of what government spend must be on community media. The reason being, you had Department of Home Affairs going to a municipal area, but advertising on Sunday hard. I'm just taking an example. But the issue was, if you are going to Northern Cape, you have a quite a number of radio stations which are within the area in which you want to advertise. And the other thing was, you had created MTT to develop the media site, but actually the government department was not actually using an official. That cabinet resolution was used as the basis. That's why if you look at most of the government departments, most of their expenditure is centralized through CCIS to monitor that. Even if they are giving 50% whatever, but there should be a certain percentage of your giving to community. So that was what I wanted. That was the aim. That is the difference to where we are in the process.
Thanks, Manette.
Yes, Honorable Gago. Yeah, can I give a clarity from this statement? Is it a key statement? If the department was to go to a defined talent, is it not that? So you can touch it to find yourself. At least you can move on.
Let's
have
a
think
what
is here on what happened
to
the rest.
In that way, I'm not sure if we did hear a lot of our fund-like issue. Speak to him. Yes. Thank you. That was 70.
Sir, for all I know is the delegation is meant for community need. 70%, I think it's not a secret, the government advertised through the mainstream commission. That's why when you look at, for instance, the resolution, it also says, which the department and the MDT has been doing, that when you advertise or when you give the 7% to the community need, it must be a community need that defined in terms of the MDT Act of 1492 of 2002. Reason being, you have the conglomerates which are having their own community media, because community media existed even before the MTTS. So there has been a discussion, and the trend media has also agreed that, look, what they call community media, of course they can't change it, but from now on, they understand that in terms of what is legislated, community media is stipulated in the media community, in the MTTS.
So in other words, I'll come to and still have a hand from Drago here. In other words, if it was a 70% to the big industry, and if we want to remove the state, we are actually implying that the entire 100% must just go to the big industry. Really? Honorable Kala.
This
cranial media infects called monads with any presence, mm-hmm. who are talking. As well, talking, it's got close at 90%. And it doesn't cover the government program. As a reality, it covers to be all we want a different media, which is when you report a program of carried by public works or what, as well as the government going to launch a program in Toyango, the paper there in that language and the read in that language, when you hear in Kaidisha, we have radios there, and those people there, you'll find over 90% do not receive terms to ACAS. And you ask the guys for which many positions they are being out from those positions. Some of them. Or you advertise government programs where they can get opportunities they need up. In fact, you find people saying, no, government, you talk about why is this information that we don't care the information on? But when you read Sanitarian, you read the City Press, you read all the mainstream media commercial, you'll find some of it. But how many people? The majority of the people have no access. Part of this is to create that access so that they can behave. And if you people, in fact, what the commercial media has done, when it sees, so that we're moving towards this direction, as public, they created their social media. I mean, their community newspaper. And if you get what is reported in your song, your voice, your English, it's absolute nonsense, rubbish. They want to pump our people with ideas, still they are witchcraft, they are still cutting each other. Rubbish, nonsense. That's why we're not in that stage. They want to report about programs of government. No, the government comes here and open a clinic or they are putting a hospital on the road.
And can we hear you, Honorable Galako, Honorable Davis, Honorable Patek?
Health or whatever, and GCIS monitors it. I'm not
sure how you get that either, because if MDA is supposed to do that, they and my problem with MDA is they use most of the money is put if there's a certain amount allocated towards this at the time. Because if it's just in a lump sum, my problem is that most of the expenses going on salaries and numbers that actually get to the media.
Okay, I think it was an MOU process thing, which now what you say as communication, it will be from communication to MDA, am I right? But before you come in, just to indicate that the MDA had a process on the one like of evaluating the output in terms of that amount of money. It was not a mandatory, it was significant for that area, if I'm not wrong. I just saw it on the report and somehow saw how they went. And I went through it, we also interrogated them on some aspects of how to be really looking to that. Yes, I want to agree that they don't think it was making an impact. That is what I actually think we need to get back to the drawing board and see how best that works. Nene?
Yeah, thank you, the 30% sits with the mother body of government communications, which is the department. And the 30%, which is a cabinet resolution, is only for national departments. So provinces do not, whilst they do support our community, but I mean they are on interim government. So the 30% is to the department, and the department then ensures that all other national government departments. But obviously, it can't compel the provinces to do the same. The other thing to present, I'm not sure about salaries, in terms of the edge, the contribution is, if you are getting money from the broadcaster, you can only use 5% as MDA, for instance. If the broadcaster contributes to MDA, they can only use between 2 to 5% towards goods and services. They can't even pay salaries. That's why when you get money from the broadcaster, you're only going to support a, let's say, a community TV like your Soweto TV, your Cape Town TV. And that money, which you would have gotten from, let's say, for instance, the broadcaster, you can't then use to fund the same way if you were to start a print media. So it's very clear in terms of the end, what should happen.
Okay. Alright, we are actually now going to rephrase that, right? Okay. Can we then move to other areas? No, we need a workable solution. And we cannot determine it immediately and say this will be the workable solution. We need to review the workable solution that will assess the effect of transforming the media. Okay. Yeah, the
transmission. Within the new recommendation, you say the committee should review the transformation of the services within the
And then based on that comment, therefore my statement in the committee, this is how we're going to transform that in. On the community media in particular. Okay.
So we need to do
reevaluate, eh?
Yes. Sorry, Chair, I'm confused when I call it in the process. I'm trying to say we are reevaluating the impact of the 30%, maybe for instance. Because obviously we need to pay for 13-40 financial years. What was the impact of this 30%? Because otherwise if you start evaluating without even getting something from the department.
Yes, that's where we are. Otherwise in terms of if there is any percentage we want in the future, we'll bring it. But we will reevaluate the one that was existing and then develop a way forward on the community media. Okay, implementation of curriculum. Yes, and national qualification for government communicator. Okay, repeat it. Let me translate it. Yes. Implementation on the online booking system. benefit community media.
I think they would look at what we do, but actually, because of the resolution, since we are in the department, we are asked to have an honest system. The cabinet resolution. So GCIS and MBA were then requested to have an online booking. So it exists now. Well, probably the committee can recommend whether the department should try or come before Parliament just to give us a sense of the challenges that are actually because it's the online advertisement.
So,
maybe you can cut something along the lines of the department, giving us data in terms of whether, if there are any challenges.
Okay.
That's perfect, man.
Yeah, very much appreciated. Just by the look of it, I'm sure you've been doing. Okay, on the next page, we've got the status report on a BSA and work with people with disability. Yeah, the center is badly structured, but as I said, we can show very honorable city. Yeah, entities of the department as a whole. Yeah, I agree. Can I pass to the next one? Status report on BSA and social cohesion, domestic marketing. Okay. The next one is status report to address issues raised by the Auditor General over years. Covered. Prepare a workshop to address the committee on their mandate and activities. Ensure that which workshop is it? We did a workshop today. Okay. We will have it will be a plan of within the plan of action.
Thank you, Chair. I think this was a recommendation emanating from the previous committee that the honorable members then were not necessarily familiar with the PSA and the treaties, and therefore requested for a workshop so that they could then share with the members the entirety of their work.
So, well, we can do the workshop now. No, they will come over site and we can see what we fit.
Yeah, I think the call will be on the chair, but this was a recommendation and of course it's a resolution coming from the previous
season. Okay, no problem. What we'll do, we have an oversight that also relates to them. Yeah. We will do it along that process. Yes. Okay. Ensure that BSA expedites the process of finalizing a regular expenditure relating to the 10 million in cash over the financial year. Okay. Yeah, Honorable Davis?
Thank you. Just the last point, I'm not sure of the grammar in that one because it's an expedited process of finalizing the expenditure. It's not like we want to. But it's not like we want to do more regular expenditure. So it's the process of an investigation. What happened? What do we actually mean here? Plain language. Because it's not clear, I don't think.
The process.
What do we want to do about that regular expenditure? It happened already, right? What are we actually recommending?
Okay. Yeah, and as I was saying, it just has to make sense if it's a recommendation. Possibly to put up measures to cap up the regular expenditure. Maybe we need to structure the question properly. Honorable Davis, Honorable Zeddy.
Oh, sorry, just on that point, I'm not sure why we're singling out grants for lack of a very specific recommendation here. I mean, the SABC had 3.3 billion in the original expenditure, and obviously, and we don't even mention that in the recommendations. But you mentioned in the report, and I'm glad it's in there.
Yeah, no.
I'm saying, you know, why single out brands like a very specific thing when everything else is very vague and wishy-washy?
Actually, entities of segment of communication as a whole.
Yes.
I agree with that. Yeah, other entities. The issues where we just pulled up, because maybe we noticed them at the time of entity, but they cut across the entities. Honorable David is right. Nene?
Jefferson, I understand what you said. Maybe just to qualify why we put the 10 million rand. If you look at the 10 million rand, PSA has been saying that they are trying to ensure that they can not that they reduce this thing. And if you look at the current annual report, for instance, some of the profits which they made, they have to pay for their head profit. They have to pay in order to settle out of what has now become 10. So just want to finalize, if they have that there are issues around condoning the mass makes of say condoning, because on its own condoning a person is members would know it's not writing off the amount, it's about seeking permission before the act. What normally happens is department would acquire a service or a good, and you'll find that it was needed to have been processed by a, let's say for instance, the board. Now you'll find that the good or the service was for short, but there wasn't an approval. So the board must have said if there weren't any sort of corrupt elements in it, they then condone it, because it talks about something which is the department purchase, but it was the only issue of getting the approval.
Did you get that member? Or Honorable City?
I think Honorable City is correct. Because somewhere as I was going on, that when I wrote the most paper, the AD was just as a sudden vision to make a business, not a guidance to the people between the government and company tax. And to me, already, I've had enough of it. I thought it was going to be a new recommendation, which was also going to cover this one. If we were to say the mass media adherence to the PSA, electoral relations, and company tax, those are the risks, this particular one. The issue was very specific on the education. And if we were to single out PSA, it would then be able to say for the degree of the week. Because nothing is just that about here. So that one, if we put it that way, then it addresses all the education potential. Adherence to the PMSAA, the treasury regulations, what do you call it, company service regulations, and the company service. And that's how they used to that was not adherence to. Yeah. So if you put it way, it addresses this particular recommendation as well.
All the
companies. All the companies.
Okay, I hear what you have said, because it really provides that umbrella in terms of what you want to put across. There's still an issue that Nene was raising, which amounted to this issue of 10 billion. There's an issue as well.
Okay, so I think it was there's this ongoing investigation. Two, they are saying part of the what comes the profit, they are using their profit to finance the shortfall. So of this 10 million. So it does not give a sense of comfort when you receive a short about that. The entity makes some form of profit, but because they have been addressed this 10 million, they are using the surplus to actually pay that some of it. That's why we thought we'd like it, because it's the only entity that is reading the annual report. I mentioned that they are doing something, but we're not sure. We just want this thing to be resolved.
Okay. Yeah, what I get to, when I was thinking about the TBSA, TBSA still has a particular kind of crisis, which we do need to oversee and stabilize it, because it is a problem. So it should talk to regularize it. the expenditure pattern of the DBSC. It might not necessarily say what or if the BSA regularizing the expense. What did they say? Regularizing the expenditure pattern of the DPSC. So that the BSA. Brand South Africa. Maybe let me say Brand South Africa. Pat is raising a hand issue on the use of pop. Can you explain that, Pat?
In respect to recommendations that have been made by committees to that are addressed through the minister, the document that was compiled by the Office of the Speaker and the committee section around where that should be used when making recommendations. For instance, it would seem not to be proper to use words such as must. It is always advisable that committees use, for instance, the minister should consider doing HC. That's what I wanted to say.
What is an alert based on the process over the people are part of what is the committee who think of mass?
Or he is saying, given the fact that and given that they were saying, I must not but should consider, I consider this, you know, negatively as well. I think that will create a problem.
Okay. Yeah,
thanks, Chair. I wanted to say that The weight must is different to consider. And we must be bold enough to use the right weight. So the only right weight is must, not consider. And that weight must be used. And if we suppose even to know that the portfolio committee, it has a duty to implement some of the recommendations or some of the things that we're supposed to implement, which means we can concede it will be a must. Thank you, Chair. I just want to make sure that I support what my dear said.
Okay.
Well,
want to say something on that? Okay, fine. On that one, maybe let's pass the detail. Just a question in terms of what is expected on the utilization of waste. If the committee goes with us, let it be so. Okay. Honorable Lady?
I think we are agreeing with all those traditions that we are agreeing. It is a no to say throughout this whole term that has started now. In the process of passing the 18th, so taking note of the fact that you continue to have challenges in terms of when you have all the negatives and the likes. I don't have the concern that all of them are easy. So I'm reading this thing because I want us to let the new community. We talked to the whole and things came over and over this position. Why would we continue to have a lot of problems in some cases when we have boards and executives who are highly trained and continue to have this problem? So So I'll be comfortable if there was a new recommendation of the which helps to the taking of oversight by the soil over this entity. Of course, so therefore.
Yeah, I think my captured that, and then more. I hope we've captured that because Honorable said why we will take it on board. Okay, Honorable David.
I was thinking something quite similar, so great minds think alike. Because it's true, you know, the Auditor General and the Public Protector have spoken about the leadership crisis, especially at the FABG, for example. So it's clear that we can't carry on going with business as usual. What my colleague is suggesting is that the Minister, I think, the shareholder, must get more involved. But that's actually the wrong solution to the same problem. The solution is, you know, the heart of the problem with the FABG, the heart of the leadership problem, is that the people appointed to the top position are appointed on political grounds. They're not appointed because they can do the job. They're appointed because they're loyal to particular people in the governing party, particular factions of the governing party. That's what happened with Ernst Shabalala. That's what happened with Cardinal Swinney. That's why we have the problem that we have with the SABC, because these political appointments. So instead of giving the minister more control over the appointment, we need to depoliticize these appointments. So in other words, I would suggest a recommendation that pushes for the depoliticization of appointments of non-executive board members and executive board members.
Well, that is the political, we are starting to, well, of course, I don't see the only meeting that we can do without growing those, you know, those, it's an issue of the whatever you always say of deployment and so on and so on, which if I can open that, it will never finish the meeting. Because we don't agree. It's not like that. They're wrong.
You might say it's political, but I'm not political grandstanding here.
No. I'm actually saying I understand that there has been a problem. But let me finish my point as well. I understand that there have been problems in terms of people that have been appointed. Seated here also, I don't agree with you. I actually don't. And you need to just accept that you're not going to agree on this one. Otherwise, then we wouldn't, possibly would all be smiling and saying FABC is doing well. The fact that from the side of oversight, we all realize that we do need to clean up the FABC. It is therefore means that quite critical. The point that say is saying that counts. You know, a way also take over that must be exercised by the shareholder. Well, of course, your opinion has got mine, but that's where we are. Honorable Keta.
Well, we wanted to comment here, Honorable
Dave.
I just want to make the point that, you know, we must fly away from these discussions, because even if we have differences of opinion, the truth is that we've got to go to the nub of what's wrong with the FAB, the very crux of what is wrong. And the problem is that people are appointed to those positions who don't have the qualifications of parents to do those jobs, and they're appointed for different reasons. They'll even go so far as allegedly enabling qualifications, just so that they can get into those jobs, just so that they can be deployed into those positions. And I just really hope that the members of this committee can just acknowledge that this policy of change of deployment has not been successful. And it's to everybody's detriment, everybody in the country's detriment. Because we have this policy of change of deployment that has essentially destroyed the capacity of SABC to do what it's supposed to do. And I just would hope that my colleagues could just acknowledge that very simple truth.
Well, of course, there are people who don't know from SABC, because I know that it will be, you know, it might be assigned to particular political parties. It will be difficult for us to acknowledge people who don't know what they are actually associated with us. I won't agree to identify with anybody I don't know in the kingdom. I won't, honestly speaking. Honorable Kekan.
Thank you. Let me start by supporting what Honorable Zid has said. 60% oversight, 40% boardroom meetings. It will assist us. And secondly, I didn't hear Farhan about the issue of induction of a committee or what. But I will propose that we should have a day, okay, whereby this full committee must be inducted so that we will know exactly what is our role. And if we want to, again, that one needs dates for election. Number two, the issue of politicizing a PC, it must come to an end. I will advise whoever wanted to politic to raise a motion for a national assembly so that he will get what he wants. Because, for example, what Honorable Denis is saying, it's totally politics within our PC, and it's not where we wanted to go. And he wanted to tell us, or each and every person who is failing in this world is an ANC member. It's what he's saying, and this thing of data development, where did he put it? Or data deployment, so that then, in future, let me wrap up by saying that we should not even allow this. A person must not even finish because of starting and understanding what matters to say. He must be stopped because of who will want to respond, and when we respond, we will take time. So please, 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 I humbly request that Honorable Davis should refrain from this political comment. We should make sure that we deal with portfolio issues amicably and make sure that we're really a good way forward. But going back, induction workshop is needed, Madam Chair. Thanks.
Okay, another
I think I wanted just to also to amend the Honorable Davis proposal on this recommendation, which I think we are all concerned and agree, especially on the status of all entities which fall under us in the department. I wanted to recommend that people who are appointed in boards or councils of the department, council of all the entities falling under the department, must be thoroughly screened so that we before the finalization of the process of appointing that person goes through Parliament and what, Parliament must have its own measures of making sure that these people, so that we don't get into an embarrassment like what has now said, or overwhelming all the childhood problems we are having around. So that we have the balance to satisfy ourselves that these people will be proper, they have all what is taken. We don't have anything to bring papers to us, and then it's assumed that our qualification. So I would recommend that all people appointed in both the councils of entities under the department are thoroughly screened.
Okay, thanks, Honorable
Davis. Thank you, Chair. I just want to respond to Honorable Bacana. It's not about politicizing the portfolio committee. The problem is that the SADC is politicized, which means you can't have a conversation about the SADC without talking about the politicization of the SADC. So that means I have to raise these issues in the way that I raise them, simply because the SADC itself is politicized. So the only way we can depoliticize the committee is when the SADC itself becomes depoliticized, and we stop appointing people to leadership positions of the SADC who are deployed by a faction of the governing party. Now, Honorable Kakana asked what kind of deployment. We know
no, Honorable Members, now that you meeting my people under MPC. I don't know, I'm not going to allow it. So I want to respond now, we're not discussing the Peterborough.
No,
no, no, no, no, this is the Peterborough report. I want us to focus on that because that should be action, reaction, action, reaction, action, reaction. Because obviously majority of us don't agree. You know, of course, if things went wrong, it shouldn't be given to other people. Yes, we are a portfolio committee that has started. We're going to focus on what we're going to do. We'll be evaluated in terms of what we did. All the problems that we had were there, and the committees that were there even before, it was not only ANC members. or by DA members or group members. It was all members of the all committees. Were others asleep at the time? What were they doing? Was they could have raised that they should have stopped it at the time. We should know that. We are in a committee, we are going to focus, we are going to take forward objectively, and we are going to do a difference. We are going to change this country. Please, let's focus on that. The principles are meant exactly to do that. We will be evaluated. If then the committee is not doing well, then one of the things come up and say, no, that's not it. Do those things. Let us be sort of measured in terms of what we are doing. And we were doing the right things, I believe. The committee is, of course, and I'm happy about how they're progressing. And if we are not happy, we'll see the opposition taking us. I take this committee based on what it's doing. Please don't give us all the violence and whatever that happens in the past when we do not know. And let's not start to leave one another. Let's work as a portfolio committee. That's it. I think if there are no other additional recommendations, we've reached what we have as recommendations. And I want to indicate to members that there have been discussions, there have been amendments, there have been comments. And now we are finally have reached where we are, and I want to say with all those questions that will be done, with all those amendments that will be done, I'm presenting this report for the adoption, if there's any mover for the adoption of the report. Ndonyani moving for the adoption of the report, seconded by Honorable Galago. Yes, and then there is a mover, and the second that may be also had from another routine.
Chairperson, the DA rejects the document of the report.
Yeah, well, the DA has always rejects the document of the report.
No.
The principle are in Parliament for law. The principle are reports have always been rejected by the DA, all other
people. I mean, the opposite.
We shouldn't be shy about it, that's how it goes. The DA rejects, we'll know to that.
Can I motivate why we're rejecting the...
No.
Yeah,
first of all, I believe we need to support some BRR reports in some committees. In this particular instance, I'm afraid we cannot support the recommendations. They don't go far enough. They don't go to the heart of the problem. There's far more recommendations we can make that I could suggest, but I don't think that the chairperson has an appetite for me to make those recommendations. She will accuse me of criticizing this committee. The problem is this very sector is by its nature politicized. The GCIS is politicized, the SABC is politicized. Until we change that, the DA cannot support this. Because until we depoliticize these institutions, we cannot move forward with genuinely communicating the programs of government to this country in a depoliticized way.
No, it's not yet. Thank you, Honourable Members. I'm sure we're through now with a bit of a...
Thank you very much.
Please, let's proceed to our matter. Let's not play here. Let's just be serious. Can we move to the next matter? It's a strategic planning process. I hope you're ready. I don't have time for break for anything. Let's write it out. Yeah, no, this is not taking breaks and so on. It will be focused on much right here. Welcome, my honorable. I'm okay. All right. Can we take a 10-minute break? That's something and come back. Just 10 minutes, okay?
Yes,
So that, yeah, Honorable Pitt, whatever they've said, we will already take it in the set of meetings that are coming. Pick up on our set of minutes. We also have two sets of minutes. The other set of minutes is for the portfolio committee. The other one is for the subcommittee. Let's leave the subcommittee. The subcommittee will do the adoption. Yes, but let's then deal with only the PC's portfolio committee's minutes of the 28th October. You understand? 28th October?
Yeah.
Yeah, members have just got out. Get the 28th October one. So how many minutes do you have? Three? Two? Yes. Yeah, but that one is written on top subcommittee. And the other one is... Okay. If members do have the copies of the minutes, before them, I would like to take you through another member so that you can at the end adopt the minutes. Especially in light that it also deals with issues that relate to the interviews of the MDGD. So the minutes have to be adopted. that's where the way it starts. If members have the copies, I would like the member to go through page 1, and if there are corrections or amendments, raise them, noting that you already have a correction or an amendment that Honorable Pitty has made. No, the apologies, if you
Mr. Chair, I looked at the subcommittee.
Okay, all right, no, then there's not a problem. With the committee meeting, Honorable Pitty is there, so meaning that your apology was noted. Page 1, correction, amendment, and if not, page 2, Honorable Members. If nothing on page 2, page 3 of the minutes. Okay. Seeing that there are no corrections, amendments, can I see if there's a mover for the adoption of the minutes? Any mover? Honorable Doyen, any moving? Any seconder? Seconded by Honorable Kalago. Thank you very much. All the subcommittee will do them later, after the PC has adjourned. Can you then proceed, Honourable Members, to the further discussion, presentation of the strategic plan, our strategic plan. We don't want to miss it, okay, so that we can evaluate how far we are. Bombo Malika, are you going to start?
Thank you, Chairman.
You didn't put it on the overhead pushes.
I would have said then the form.
Oh, it's okay, we all have copies.
Yeah, unfortunately, there seems to be a technicality, but there's no explanation, so we couldn't share. But nonetheless, thank you, Chairman. I'm sure the member has copied. I want to just realize there might be a mix up of the versions, but nonetheless, the content is good. If I can clarify the question, I thought we were going to go to program 1 of the ATP, which then says we cut the rest and the continuation in the further interaction of the community. In that case, what are we referring to the other member?
Okay, we're on that. Just summarize, then, going to program 1. you just give us that amount, then we deal with what we're supposed to deal with. What we actually agreed with Bo that maybe we take members through area by area, and we're taking the admin one because it's critical. The next time around, we'll take you through the rest. Okay, Bo.
Thank you, Chairperson. So if I may just allude to members, the first statement on top will be written strategic plan of the portfolio committee on communication. That is the main strategic document, and you'll notice that it has, after the first line, will be program one administration. Program one administration will then consist of six strategic objectives, which essentially are sort of aligned to indicators of the duties that we need. So in light of that, I will not necessarily dwell too much into the strategic plan. I will request the members to go to the one that's written for solar community on communication annual plan, program one administration. That's what we'll be looking on the first 2 minutes. Now, this is something I explained earlier, that the strategic plan of the portfolio is the overarching document, and also there is a reference document to the ATP document. So if we cannot go to the directly to the ATP document, which is the program one on administration, so then we can unpack the entire strategic objectives. So we look at the first administration, or maybe we should step through each person, look into the strategic goal and make sure that all honorable members ascribe to the national strategic goal, or if there's any addition that we should do in that case. The strategic goal says that it is to provide management, strategic and administrative support services to the community, and its oversight role of the department, communications, and entities. And then further says, in a second opinion by fast-changing technology, it is important that the committee and the department are able to adapt to the rapid change and ensure that the legislative, policy, and regulatory environment are responsive to the changes in such a manner that does not impact negatively on the citizens of the country. That being the actual strategic goal of the particular program. The first strategic objective refers to the committee being able to ensure that there is stability in the leadership of the department and its entity. And in this particular strategic objective, there's three indicators. The first indicator is the committee must continue to fast-track the filling of statutory appointments as mandated by legislation, as well as extend the oversight role to include monitor and evaluation of post fields and track long-standing vacant posts at the department and its entities. For instance, it talks about the Data Counselor, Media and Development and Diversity Agency, Brand South Africa, the SABC, and the Steering and Public Agency. But I don't think that we should apply methods as well. I'll make that decision on that particular part. And you'll notice that the entities that we are really looking at in this particular indicator would be the entities where we actually have direct impact in terms of the board members' appointments. There will be CASA, MDA, SAG. And you'll notice that the other activities, for instance, we know that there will be one appointment for appointment time as a result of the term coming to the end of the councillor. And this is the process that we've been deliberating on with the minister, although claims who want to revise the act, but it does not necessarily say we should stop as a program of the committee. So what I would request the honourable members is what we need to do is attach timeline to each of the issues, because then we will be able to measure whether we are making progress in terms of our role and mandate to apply for members. I just put an imaginary date, it says 1st of October, but through the guidance of the chair, we then have a discussion to when do you think would conclude the process of appointment, for instance, for the ICASA appointments, the MDA, as well as the FADC. The same applies to MDA. We have one appointment that we have to do, but I think the answer of the key is we have to look at all the terms of the remaining board members of MDA, and then start to have the timeline to say when we expect to have a fully functional MDA board by, and then we'll use that as a date that has passed. And then we'll apply like associated.
Okay, there we go, honorable members. Please go on. Yeah. valuable time for the
point of clarity, Chair. I said all the aids that are put here, we just should give an indication. They are not cut and sew. I think the essence of the exercise is that you should attack timelines to each of the key. And it's not our role as a support staff, actually the role of the honorable members and the committee.
And it's also a role to assist us to put them correctly.
Absolutely.
Sure. So meaning that we're going to put the cast and stone on the date. We'll look into that. Once we go to the next discussion with the committee, we will bring some proposals as well. Okay. Honourable members, I think if there's nothing to discuss, I think that's what we're presenting at the moment. Possibly there might be some few issues around the CASA. You know, I'm actually commenting on this because during the Auditor General's presentation report, Honourable David did try to raise ideas, and the Minister did also give a bit of a response, which I believe I'm obliged to accept his clarity on the matter. As far as the parliament processes are concerned, from the side of the committee for proceeding, we have to proceed with the advertisement, and also from the speaker's side, all is well and clear. The only issue now, which it doesn't really fall within our scope, is the issue that there is a meeting that the speaker has called between myself, the minister, and the minister. You know, meaning that possibly there might have been another point that the minister was trying to send to the speaker, which the speaker wants us to clear them in one meeting, which I actually appreciate because I really want that clarity to all of us. I don't want to go out to speak in different languages. As far as the portfolio committee is concerned, the legislation has not come before us, so mainly the CASA. Our timeline, our dashboard point us to the issuing out of the notification. And which we're working on. We're at the moment at the process of copying that. We're discussing with the speaker in terms of the timing, the time, you know, because when you look at the time, we should have maybe have processed, but nonetheless, we're still not so far. We're actually thinking about it is the festive season, where we want to move. We're balancing that because we don't want to lose out on getting a policy gap, but at the same time we don't want others that won't be seen by anybody. And we don't want to see a situation where we sit on Christmas Day to do an interview because Christmas is Christmas. But also we're also aligning with the time plan of the parliament. So we're at that and of course we'll give consistent feedback. The MDTA as well, we're starting with the appointment. There was an issue which was raised by Honorable Davis again concerning the former board member, Jimmy Mine, and the indication we got immediately he was appointed to the ministry, a resignation that was already handed. So it means even there where we are here, there are fair appointments that are going to take place. Well, but I'm glad that this is just one. There are those that are coming. It will provide a model in terms of how we work. The next time around we will be more advanced in terms of dealing with that. So we're at that and also thinking about all the issues we raised from the strategic and the people and the transformation, you know, aspect, what kind of people do one who can assist in that area. And departing from the past and coming up with credible movements moving forward. But we will still talk about MDA immediately on the shortlist. Maybe you know, once we talk about it on shortlist, when we're doing the shortlisting, we're losing out, other members will lose out on that input. We'll do the input, then the members can break, we can proceed with other processes. Because that will be a benefit for the entire committee. Just an input on the MDA background before we actually. I'm sure let's allow the members to be there. You'll do it, Nene, Kimana is a bit too, and I guess you'll do it here. Well, the CDA, I think, then we can then proceed with the break. Yeah, I think we're fine with this. Any other matter, but we are not finished with the strategy. Okay, maybe the other thing is that there are a number of other things that have been done, which we believe they should be integrated within the strategic plan. The parliament has finalized its strategic plan. It's in the process of finalizing it. We are doing comments. We have been giving some that discussion document. We're all commenting on it. and thereafter by this week it will be finalized. And I have tasked the team to look into a strategic general parliament and look at into issues of alignment or issues that relate directly to us, which therefore also is part of financing the strategic plan. There's an input and strategic planning which we said we need to do, where we're inviting somebody who will be talking to the transformation of the media as a whole, which we think the last meeting when we'll be dealing with this will deal with that aspect as well, where we're talking to them and define the resolutions and the plan that we want to adopt for use. We will have the 5-year process, which might be reviewed over time, but annual plans will be informing us what do we do immediately. Okay, so that's where we are, Honourable Members, and thank you for your attention. And let us say something. If not, we can move to the next issue. Okay. Okay. Can we then move to the background briefing of the MDDA? Why we do that is because we'll also be going into the interviews for the vacancy that we'll be dealing with. It is a discussion that I actually arranged, particularly for the subcommittee that does the interview for the MDDA, but which I believe can benefit the entire committee, and I would like it to be done while the committee sit together. So that once we come back as a subcommittee, report back to the committee, we are all as one in terms of maybe even the work that some subcommittee will have done at the time. I request that our researcher to deal with that. And I'll call again, Nene, over to you.
I wanted to start by saying that I wanted to lodge a formal complaint through you, and it's in relation to what has happened in court. You know, the tradition is that we must present T-shirts of some sort to wear, whether it's hands or something, but obviously, Goma did not bring those T-shirts. So next time we go to court, Jefferson, we want to.
No,
for me, for because that has become some conversation. Yeah, that happened for that happened. But that is my apologies for that. Okay, yeah. I think I'm going to, because of time, we are going to look through it. Yes, I'm joking.
I don't remember. I like him. You know, I see Twitter. Every time he starts to do something. Just remember, don't send it. You can defocus. So I know him. I'm not going to defocus. I'm not doing a presentation of everything today. Proceed.
Yeah. So yeah, Chair, the outside of the presentation, unfortunately we don't have on screen, but it would look at the historical perspective on the community media. Because the understanding is that community media has existed before MDA was born, existed in the 80s until very late. We would also look at the constitution of the republic, the national policy, for instance, the Comstock report, which recommended the actual establishment of the MDA, and the white people on broadcasting, on broadcasting, it has, on chapter 4, it talks about special impact must happen within the community need. There are international laws which require that countries which are in a, which are democratic in nature must have community need. And there are elements in their organization that would address the state of community media in different countries, and then obviously the broader mandate of the NDDA. But then I think there has been a very lively academic debate and disagreement on the definition, for instance, on the media diversity and transformation. Others have agreed and disputed that when we try to transform the community media, for instance, we must be careful of not turning into a racial substitution. And but for our people today, we will look at what Dr. Valoga and Craville said, that successful media transformation, for instance, would only be achieved if the media reflects in terms of ownership, staffing, and product, the society in which it operates. Not in terms of race, but in terms of the social economic status, the religion, the language, etc. But it also says for that to be achieved, access again must be open in terms of starting ownership and products, not only to the emerging or the men and black elite, but also to grassroots communities of all races and colors. So, but Professor Guy Becker, for instance, then criticized them in turn to say, look, they are underlaying the significance of what he called a transformation at the top, brought about by the transformation in the mainstream. Chaplain, I will be presenting a seminar on transformation of the print media, either in December or first week of maybe the organizers will also extend the invitation. Part of it will also be dealing with what Guy Becker says and what actually happens. That is one. So, let's look at what happened in 1994. We must say that Chaplain community media existed before, and that there are various number of people who can be credited for such. I think in South Africa, the founder is, they always attribute a community media pioneer and an activist. I think it's epic and his name is very difficult to pronounce the person. But this movement started cassette where they would record alternative sources of information. And then it later go into a mainstream community level. And then, of course, then it also is under difficult circumstances. But in the 90s, for instance, there were two groups rising community media. One was the national community, it was driven by the Independent Development Trust, which almost acted like the NDDA. It was getting funding from foreign donors, foreign non-NGOs, as well as the print media also contributed. But you know, it was also driving community through student movement. For instance, one of the project or something that came out of this, the National Community Media Forum, was the Bush Radio, for instance, when it was driven mainly by the former CEOs of the MDDA where they were still students. So there had been movement and MOVE and other organizations which had been driving community media, as well as the IMDG. Then what happened in 1994? Chapter in the 1994, then government established the Communication Task Team report, which of course it was going to look at the SIA of GCIS, which was the Communication Service Agency, disbanded, created GCIS, but create some sort of communication channel, because if you look at the constitution, it provides for freedom of information, freedom to impart and receive information. But what it has also been interpreted to mean that it must create institutions and mechanisms in which communication should be channeled. So that was the one. Chapter 4 of the Conduct Recommend report, which I recommend to members, said, for instance, that the public broadcaster and the community media are very important in terms of burdening democracy probably. And all stakeholders, including the national community media forum, as well as the Independent Development Trust, who has been working on community media, agree that government should establish a media development agency. So, and then they also agree that in terms of reform, it should be contributions coming from the sector, and this must be driven from a recognized and legislated entity. And
let me just check again. We do have a house today,
right?
Yes. That's true.
Yes.
Okay, then we'll have to stretch time. Of course, we still need to sit in the subcommittee. So what we can do now, you'll have to sum up.
Sum up, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Chairperson, one of the recommendations was when we established the development agency, which was not even given MDT at the time, the academic center indicated that it was going to be important because there is foremost journalism as a profession. Because what then happened after 1994, for instance, some of the very little or a few number of black journalists took up positions in various other elements. So MDTA in its form is trying to diversify media in all spaces. So let me just stretch to the actual answer button for the sake of time. Page 13 still refers, which is probably one of the things that the minister will do. There's going to be amendment, but it still refers to his and all of that. But it also defines commission, small commission. A small commission, for instance, is an Alpatis magazine around. This is a magazine which MDT has assisted, where all your sort of your CNA did not want to take this magazine. Because obviously, I don't know what the cause. But it talks about the small commission ideas which MDT is assisting and some of the registrations. I've picked up some of the registrations that they have. But what happens is that if you look at section 2, for instance, it says that the MDTA acts through the board and it does not interfere with the editorial independence of the project in support. And then the 14, I'm not going to talk too much about 14, but if you look at the two entities at the time they existed, they were not supporting small commissions. So when the MDG was established through an act in 2002, it only started operating on opening doors in 2004. So RAID had a broader mandate. Already there was this whole issue of how does it try and diversify the media at the community level, already being as small an issue as it is. So those are some of the things. But again, if you go to separately, just jump to slide 16, in terms of our section 4 talks about the fact that there are 9 board members. Only 6 are appointed by the president to the recommendation of the National Assembly, and then 3 of those are coming from the contributors, your mainstream bank, as well as the commissioner bank. And then it also says that the president appoints one person to become the chairperson. Slide 17 talks about chairperson, the requirements of the board. In terms of the qualifications and the field. One particular aspect is that the media literacy, because part of the UNESCO agreement is also that MTGA and part of its mandate must also conduct media literacy workshops and seminars in partnership with the Department of Education. So if there's someone who falls in the category of education, that person is also allowed. And then section 5, chapter 3, MDTH is almost akin to a cap. That before you take office, you assume office, you take office before a judge to become, or after you've been appointed by the president. Slightly interpreting the removal of office in terms of section 6 subsection 2 says that immediately when a person writes a letter to the president resigning, then that person ceases to be a member, and if that is, or if they become disqualified in terms of section 5. Now, it also says, which is quite different from this, well, slightly different, but section 6, subsection 2A and B, chapter says the member of the board may be removed on a finding by the National Assembly of a resolution calling for that member's removal. B, it says, by the adoption of a resolution calling the member's removal. And then it also says that once that happens, the president may abstain the person after the discharge of the actual inquiry. And then subsequently, the president is removed. Chairperson, the term of office, which is 19, for chairperson is 5 years, for others is 3 years. But it says 50%, meaning 3 of the 6 board members who have been appointed on the recommendation of parliament will be given 5 years in order to avoid that sort of continuity and again. Interestingly enough is that section 11 says that, which is very absent to other soft acts, that to deal with people who do not disclose their interest on boards, it talks about the fact that you would be fined for $20,000. If you don't disclose, you can't disclose later, you would be fined for $20,000. That's section 11. Chairperson, jumping on to section slide number 20. Now, it talks about the functions of the board, obviously, in terms of the act, that they identify projects from historically disadvantaged communities, but as well as the historically diminished language groups, like, you know, some beneficiaries qualify. You want to start maybe an Afrikaans newspaper, you do qualify as a person. And then from sections 16 to 19 is the general functions of the board, which unfortunately during the 2013 for financial year, this has not been complied with in terms of tabling the annual performance of the annual report of the department. And obviously, yeah, that's just one number. Slide number 20. My apologies. That should be number 21. Number 21 talks about the... Chairperson, can I just jump to slide 22, which talks to the evaluation of the board. That part of the board, what they do is that before, they are the one who take a decision as to which media project must be supported. At the same time, the act places upon them an obligation that they must assess the level of performance and the success of the project they are assessing. Now, this is done because if MDT is giving you R1 million, it normally gives you in tranches. It will give you 250,000. You must produce evidence, reports, and they will send an MNE officer to ensure that you bought what, one, it was in your first business plan proposal, to that all the money that MGT has given you was used for that purpose. And then obviously, it says that what if you have not done what you're supposed to be doing, the board must give you notification and writing. And if you don't, then they have the right to to terminate the support. Yeah. Chairperson, I think that's it, because look, I will look at, I think I'm done.
Okay, honourable members, this was just to give us the breakdown of MTGA, and I can see that Nene has done extensive work once has pulled so much information, which I'm going to encourage the mama to go through it, and possibly if there are other issues, we can still come back and ask about it. But well, it's unfortunate we couldn't utilize all the work that we've pulled. But nonetheless, it gave us a big challenge and what the MDT in the line that we're going to do in the interview. Honourable members, what I'm going to do now, I'm going to release the members who are not part of the shortlist, meaning that the PC work is adjourned so that we start with the subcommittee work. Those members are not in the subcommittee. Thank you very much. And goodbye. Okay. While they are leaving, can we get a distribution of the information that I will say they're listening because we do not have time. I don't like keeping members on lunch. Yes.
Are we not in the committee because we are not present?
No, not necessarily. We're using a formula. It was 4 is 2, 1 is 2, 1 is 1. So 4 is ANC, 1 is DA, another 1 is TFF, and 1 is all, 1 representative from the other party. So that formula has been used and has been confirmed, and the names that were confirmed are these ones. And
are there any of the principles can be supported?
No, not this committee. Not this committee. We assure you, it won't happen.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, you are coming to report to you as soon as we finish at the PC, to the portfolio committee. What do we do for you? Once we finish, we are coming back to you to report to you. You can say yes or no. So. Okay, honorable members, I'll just outline how we're going to work. The first thing we agreed that this will be a shortlisting meeting as well, because we need to start the interview. We have already started with the outline of what is LDA, which gives us a picture, but we can further do that in the next meeting, possibly before the interview with members have some questions. They can look through the slides if there are some questions they want to ask, because we all need to know what is it that we're doing before we deal with the ask. So that will happen through time. We can also address with manage that question and so on and so on. Now, how are we going to deal with this now? We're going to deal with the shortlisting. We're going to deal with the, what is that criteria? The shortlisting criteria. We're not going to delve into the details. We'll give members so that they go and look at it. We'll just outline it. They go look at it. And they can comment. We don't want comments on the day of the shortlist. We want comments in advance before the shortlist, before the interview. Because on the day of the interview, we'll already have outlined who's coming. We'll call those people. We haven't called them for now. We are also going to look at the scoring point. So we're going to finalize the process that leads to the interview. That also includes shortlisting. And now, members, I have requested that you all look through the names. You prepare the names that you are shortlisting for this process. We're able to look at them, criticize them, scrutinize them, ultimately agree to the some part of the shortlist. That's what we're doing at this moment. Can I have members already to give me that? Yeah, honorable David. Five names, yes. Maybe before that, okay, let me allow you to switch off that mic. Just to indicate honorable members, you know, when we'll be inviting on this situation, it does count what outcome do we get. All the time, if we have people who are not going to assist as board members, it will come back to us. We have a lot of work to do. If we have people who make it different, it will definitely help all of us. I have seen that, you know, in the Public Service Commission, I always interviewed Public Service Commissioners, ask all members who are involved there. It does help if you have qualitative people who understand who does the work. It helps you as a portfolio committee. And therefore, my appeal is that let's look for the best. And let's make sure that we do our task to the maximum of our potential. And therefore, I'm opening that process based on that thinking. And I know that members will also complement that. I don't doubt I can. I realize that all of you have potential to do the right thing. Okay, can we start then?
Okay.
Actually, you were supposed to call me. I see. Oh, no, yeah, I'm very rich, yeah? We're supposed to be serving. Where are the other two? Oh, six with me. Which one? Okay, cool. No, that's okay. We can proceed the post when we are not less than, we are not less than four, it's okay.
Taken the process through HR to look into the business of all people who are applying.
they have done that the process almost finished. There are others that are pending. But it's not pending because of the problem. Some of the relationships are hard outside. They are busy with that. And I think we can proceed with the shortlist. Unless they pick up a particular problem, I will tell the members at the end which are those that are pending.
Yes. That's what I want.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is, does she get a higher score?
No, I don't
really think
so. Okay. I think let's list them in any order. We can do like the same. Just to keep them going. Because because they're all going. If that's a piece of she's not just number one, number two. Yeah. Another question?
I must say, it's quite hard to do this because, you've identified this. According to Act, it says that when you link the business, you represent the board. Context of organization, that's the one thing.
Yeah.
The other thing is that they must present people for a patient that should use experience fields that commit the media and run another. What is the field? So it's quite hard to know what the gaps are currently on board, to know what kind of expertise it needs to be told to do what I mean, because you want to connect the board to collect it and work out what where the gaps are. So
well, you know what, I agree with you, because we've also talked about that with the team. But now we said, okay, if I go to interview one person, let's do a different model, but maybe going forward, so we can interview more. We need to have had an experience and draw some, and we did talk about the team with the police. But if you want to talk with documents and the board. So okay, let's take it as a model and interview first time in industry, but of course we'll try to be as good as possible and with the intention that the next time around we actually balance. So with the next time around we'll have had all the CV for the board members, going to them, we'll be knowing them much better than the teams, but I am not seeing what you're saying and agree. Yeah. Any short?
No, as hard as we can. Look at the first one, number 17.
Yes. Yes, I have it.
Number 2 is number 11.
Number 2 is number 11.
Number 4.
Number 3.
Number 3 is number 4.
Number 4, Kima?
Number
3. Number 4. Kima,
and then the next one, number 5.
I think number 4.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3. The course is, I'm going to be followed by number 5. Followed by number 13.
Lydia Mukat. Right?
Number 16.
I have 4 kilos. One female Mahalo.
Another
female Lake. Another female Kadi.
Who, Kadi? Okay, I'm coming.
No, that's not
the same.
No, but it's the two main three.
The two main three votes.
Already we have two candidates.
Yeah.
And then
already
you have three.
The
top
three.
Yeah.
Out of the
other
three.
Two
the two main,
yeah. Then we can. Okay, what happened here? Let me explain what has gone already. What happened in second TNE?
Number 10.
Okay. The second with the highest voltage.